Hello, Nadine here for the Tapestry of Your Life. Thank you for joining New Generation Air Force, a youth group at Victory Christian Fellowship in Palmyra, Pennsylvania. And we have this opportunity to come together on this podcast called The Tapestry of Your Life. And we are so glad that you joined us. Thank you for investing your time in participating with us here on the Tapestry of Your Life. Today, I would like to go into the book of Psalms in the Bible. It's a collection of Psalms gathered together in the book of Psalms. And it is called, it is the longest book in the Bible. There's 100 and, let's see, I forgot to look. 150. That's easy to remember. 150 chapters. It also has the longest chapter in the Bible, Psalm 119, which we will get to today. Right before Psalm 119 is Psalm 118, which I believe we had talked about before on a podcast, about God's steadfast love endures forever. Psalm 119 is a psalm that is set up according to the alphabet, the Hebrew alphabet, because that's what it was written in. So there's 8 verses for each letter of the alphabet. So it's like an acrostic type setup. And its main theme is the Word of God. And there are 176 verses in Psalm 119. Let's get started. Thank you, Father, for the Word of God. It is rich and satisfying. It is wonderful blessing that you have given us. And we're going to find out more today from Psalm 119, what the Word of God is, what it does for us, and why we need to consume and meditate and speak the Word of God in our lives. Verse 1 of Psalm 119, blessed are those whose way is blameless and who walk in the fear of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies and who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong but walk in his ways. You have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes. Then I shall not be put to shame, having my eyes fixed on all your commandments. I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous rules. I will keep your statutes. Do not forsake me. Amen. That's the first 8 verses. So we learn here that we are supposed to keep God's precepts, his commands, diligently. And that we would be steadfast. That would mean we would be faithful to keep them. And when we do that, we will not be put to shame. Our eyes are always fixed, focused on the commandment, the Word of God. It gives us cause or reason to praise the Lord, because when we do keep God's Word, when we do these things faithfully, our heart is upright. And we learn righteousness, and God will not forsake us. The beginning started with blessed. We are blessed when we walk in the ways of the Lord and seek him with our whole heart. I was learning from Dr. Jerry Savelle about the blessing and favor, which he affectionately calls the winning combination. The word blessing, the blessing, is the empowerment to prosper. And it's the empowerment to multiply, to increase. and to overcome that which causes others to either stop or to falter. So it's an overcoming. There's an overcoming victory, which we talked about last week from 1 John 5. And so when it starts out that we are blessed, remember that the blessing is the empowerment to prosper. And favor, God's favor, is the opportunity for the blessing to operate or work in our life. So let's continue here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your blessing and your favor, God. We thank you that your love for us is so great. It's immeasurable. And we thank you that you're just pouring your love upon us, and we get to pour our love on you and share it with other people. Verse 9 of chapter 119 in the book of Psalms. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the rules of your mouth. In the way of your testimonies I delight as much as in an all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. That's verses 9 through 16. This is a good thing for us to meditate on, to ask Holy Spirit to show us and help us, teach us to keep our life, the way that we walk in, pure. That the word of God guards our lives, our thoughts, our steps, our words, and that our whole heart seeks God. When we are wholehearted seeking the Lord, we will not stray from his commandments. We need to store up God's word in our heart. We do that by memorization, by meditation, by speaking and sharing, testifying from the word of God. So let's set ourselves today to store up more treasure of the word of God in our hearts. And verse 12 tells us that God is blessed because he teaches us his statutes. So thank you, Lord, for teaching us your statutes. With my lips, I declare all the rules of the Lord. So we need to use our own mouths to share the decrees and the rules of the Lord. And then we delight in the Lord's word, his testimonies, as much as in all riches. We meditate, we fix our eyes, we delight. There's a lot of descriptive words in here, and verse 16 says, I will not forget your word. So the book of James says about how some people look into the perfect law of God as in a mirror, but they forget what they have seen, being a forgetful hearer. And James is encouraging us not to be that type of listener or learner from God's word, that we need to, the way we know we are remembering God's word is we are doing God's word. Where we are obeying God's word. We're acting on the word of God. So let's find that here in James chapter 1. Let's start with verse 19. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Verse 22, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. So that's James 1, 19 through 25. That's a good portion of scripture for us to learn and to revisit. If you've already learned it before, it's time to keep learning, relearning, and learn anew. Be a doer of the word, because if we don't do the word of God, we deceive ourselves. That's what verse 22 says. And in order to receive the word of God and have it planted in our hearts to save our souls, there's something we need to do first. Did you catch it? Verse 21 says, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness. Oh, I have my window open today and a loud motorcycle just went by. But that gets our attention. We must put away filthiness and wickedness. I don't have my Passion Translation with me, but we'll look at that next time. I wonder what the other words are, but we need to put away sin from our lives before we're able to receive. So if you're having trouble receiving the Word of God and experiencing it, the life and the freedom that the Word of God brings us, ask Holy Spirit to show you, is there something in my life that is blocking or hindering me from receiving the fullness of your word so that I might experience its life and liberty? So we'll stop there today. The Lord desires to bless us, to help us, to empower us to prosper, and to give us opportunities for the blessing, not only to bless us, but so that we can be a blessing to others. Jesus loves you, and I will talk with you again soon.